Welcome to the official DevSlopes podcast, where we talk tech, code, jobs, freelancing, apps, startups, and more. This is the place to be if you want to upgrade your career, start that amazing app idea, learn to code, and take your skills to a whole new level. In this podcast, I interview interesting people in the world of tech, talking about their successes.
We had a couple million active users, though.
And their failures.
Really, really challenging for me at first.
I'm Mark Walbeck, your host, and let's talk tech.
All right, so today we're going to be covering something pretty cool, what I think is, and that's I attended a $10,000 in-person boot camp, and was it worth it? So I'm a self-taught developer, and yeah, I'm just going to kind of share with you my experience here and kind of what it was like and what I thought about paying $10,000 for an in-person boot camp. Yeah, let's go ahead and dive into my story a little bit. So I'm Jason, full stack developer. I started coding, like, my first dive into code was 2015. All right. I'd never seen a line of code before. And, you know, I had been talking to people and they told me to join this in-person boot camp. So I did, and I paid loads of money to get into it. And it was a 12-week boot camp. And this was in Utah, and it was a 12-week boot camp. It was 4 or 5 days a week, and it was 4 hours a day. So at the time, I was working as a manager for a company, and you know, I had thought about my future. I was in sales, and you know, I got married, and I started having kids and a family and everything. And you know, life—it's just being in sales. It was like my weekends and holidays, like. Being in sales, like those are the big sales days. It's all about dollars here. Real quick, Shazim, you're asking where Mark is. He is absent for the day. So I'm Jason, full stack developer at DevSlopes, filling in. Back to my story. So anyways, my time was being consumed in sales and taking me away on weekends and on holidays. And I just didn't like it. So I wanted a change of pace and decided that, you know, software development was going to be the thing to do so I could have more time with my family and hopefully, you know, increase in pay and all that stuff. I heard a lot of good things about the development industry. And so I was like, well, where do I start? So I started getting some recommendations and somebody recommended an in-person boot camp. Says, hey, you should go to this boot camp and, you know, test it out. So anyways, I applied, I paid loads of money, but they were willing to work with me on some payments and stuff. So anyways, I got into it. And when I first got into this coding boot camp, there was like 15 plus people inside of this boot camp. And before we got into the boot camp, you know, there was some prerequisites, like basic, learn some HTML and CSS. And then we dived in and then I did the mean stack. All right, which is Mongo Express, Angular, and Node. And so that was my first exposure to code and everything. And the bootcamp moved fast. All right, it moved really, really fast because when you think about it, these bootcamps, the instructors, they have 12 weeks to pack in an enormous amount of content and teach everybody it. And what that also means with this in-person bootcamp is they can't slow down. So there was a lot of students who struggled to learn and to keep up. And those students became very frustrated and actually ended up dropping out of the boot camp. So kind of long story short, I'll just fast forward to the end here for a minute. There was 15 plus people who joined this boot camp. And by the end of it, only 3 of us actually graduated and finished the boot camp. So it was crazy. That, you know, all these people get like herded in and then it just moves so fast and people get frustrated and drop out. So was it worth it to me to do this? Well, a couple of things that when I reflect on my learning experience is it was expensive. Like being married and having kids, coming up with 10 grand, like that's a lot. That's a lot of money to do that when you're supporting a family and you're just working a simple sales job as a manager. Second is it moved insanely fast. I got left behind. I didn't quit because I was determined to code and I really wanted to stick it out to the end. I wouldn't say things really started to connect in my brain until probably 10 weeks in. Like, seriously, like, for some of the core concepts to sink in, things moved so fast that it wasn't until week 10 of the 12 weeks that I actually finally started to connect some of the dots. And so I was really excited about that. But then after the boot camp's over, it's over. It's like they kick you out to the curb, they give you a see you later, and then it's the next group that comes in. And it was insane because here I am, a brand new developer, self-taught, and I go through 12 weeks of coding. That's all I've been exposed to. And then all of a sudden, I'm just like kicked off to the side of the curb. And it's like, I don't know other developers. Okay, I'm still very, very new to this industry. And I have thousands of questions still. Like, thousands of questions. They did a little bit of a career prep, which was cool. And all other companies came to the boot camp near the ending weeks and kind of introduced themselves. So that was kind of neat to try to, you know, rub shoulders with some of these managers at these companies and talk about future employment and things. But it was rough. It was really rough. And at the end of that 12-week boot camp, I just kind of sat there and it's like, I just paid $10,000. And yeah, I got lots of hands-on experience, but I'm only 12 weeks in and I have thousands of questions still. And I didn't have anywhere to go. This was before, you know, I knew anything about the coding meetups, like things like that. I didn't have any developer friends. It was a brand new industry for me to be in. And so was it worth it? Like, it was, because sure, it got me, you know, started. And then, you know, I was able to continue my learning, which was super rough, by the way. Like, after this 12 weeks, like, I still had so much to learn. But I was doing it entirely on my own. Like, I didn't have any mentors, any coaches, any developer friends, anybody pointing me in a specific direction of what to do. And so I would say I wasted probably 10 months of time trying to figure out, you know, where to kind of go. And I spent way too long in tutorials because, you know, I didn't have that confidence that I could code and that anybody would really hire me. And so it was a lot of waste of time. And so if I could do it all over again, I would probably find a program of some kind that is online so I could kind of cater it around my job and my family. Oh, here's the other interesting thing. I actually got fired from my job because I attended this boot camp. So here I am. I have a family. You know, I've got wife and kids. But this, I was in management, and this boot camp required me 4 to 5 days a week for 4 hours a day. And so I just wasn't available. And so my boss came to me and he's like, Jason, he says, dude, this boot camp is like really cutting into your availability. I'm going to need you to make a choice here. Like, it's your job or it's this coding boot camp. And I knew what was at the end of the road for my job, and it wasn't the future that I wanted. So I decided to, you know, bite the bullet and just go with programming. And I just, you know, I told myself, whatever I do, I am not going to go back to what I'm comfortable with and get back into sales, all right? Because that's where my comfort zone is. I've got to stay in this discomfort and just attack full head with programming. But it was crazy. So yeah, so I lost my job. I went completely broke, but I was so determined to get a job that I continued my studies, and I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. I even questioned myself, did I make the right decision? Like, you know, there was a lot of doubt in there, but, you know, I kept pushing through. And anyways, long story short, I started out with some contract work, a 3-month contract project that was way over my head, but I pushed through and I was able to finish the project, which opened the doors for other employment opportunities because I had real actual in the field experience. And then fast forward a little bit more, I got hired at Dell Computers as a full stack software engineer. And I was there for several years. And so this is all being, you know, self-taught. So like landing these positions, it's all possible being self-taught. I never went to college for computer science or any of that stuff. All self-taught, 100% developer here. So at the end of the day, I'm very grateful for where this, you know, where I got, but when I look back at it and when I talk to other people and who are interested in programming make recommendations, how they get in. I always recommend, you know, find something if you can that's online so you can cater it around your lifestyle, because the demand for an in-person boot camp, like, it's cool to have like instructors there with you and to be able to ask questions, but it is so demanding on your time. So if you're working a job or you have family and other matters that you have to attend to, the in-person boot camps are very demanding. And sometimes, depending where it is, like, you might even have to, you know, relocate temporarily to join the boot camp. The second thing is you have to have a mentor. Like, you just have to. Like, I know there's people that do it on their own, and hats off and kudos to them. They might just be hardwired and be able to figure that stuff out and have a clear learning path. But if you're brand new to programming, and it's a whole new ball game. Like, after your boot camp, what the heck do you do? Where do you go? What about career prep and the interview process and all these other things? And so you have to have a code mentor to point you in a direction and to just have someone to ask questions to. All right, you've got to be able to ask questions. I wasted 10 months. I shouldn't say I wasted. It wasn't a waste. But I would say I spent 10 months longer than it would have taken me if I just had a developer that I could have just gone and asked a question to every now and then. Say, hey, man, or hey, girl, can you check out my code? Is it good? Do you have any feedback? Like, if you're writing code, you want someone to give you feedback to tell you whether or not, like, you're using good practices. Because what if you're building a portfolio to get hired and you're writing super crappy code? You don't have anybody to tell you this. Unless you have some type of a coding mentor or coach to be able to go over these things with you. So the in-person boot camp, it was good. It got me started. But honestly, if any of you are new to programming, try to find something that's online that you can cater around your lifestyle, and then find a developer or a mentor, someone to help coach you and guide you. The mentor and the coach is going to be the key to success here. Like, you've got to have someone to push you and to be able to hold you accountable for your journey into programming. So that's, I guess that's it in a nutshell. That was my experience doing a $10,000 boot camp. I was disappointed that, you know, I was just kind of kicked off to the curb, like, at the end, after spending that amount of money and then just being kicked off so the next group of students could herd right into the school. Like, I didn't think that was too cool. It was really frustrating and disappointing. And yeah, online's the way to go. And speaking of online and coding mentors, DevSlopes Academy. DevSlopes has an academy for iOS, Android, and web development. I'm actually the web instructor in the DevSlopes Web Academy. And so I will actually work with you directly one-on-one and grade assignments and everything and help get you on that fast track to programming. I'm a self-taught developer. I did it all by myself. I did it on my own. And so if I can save you 10 months of time from the mistakes and the misdirections that I went down, I would be happy to do that. So you can go to devslopes.com/apply to check that out.
Thank you so much for listening in today. If you like what you heard, go ahead and click that subscribe button. You'll get notified every time a new episode comes out, and it'll also help us to grow this channel. And if you'd like to learn how to code, you can always visit us at devslopes.com with our coaching and mentorship-based learning. See you next time.